President Harold B. Lee made a very prophetic statement when he said, "There is no need for a new organization necessary to take care of the needs of the saints. All we need to do is to have the priesthood of the Lord go to work. Brethren of the priesthood, we have a great responsibility, we have a great task, and we have all been called, but have we been chosen? And we know for an assurity, if we don't feel that, why we have not been chosen." The Lord has been explicit in his direction for us into preparing ourselves. In Revelations, he says, "Those whom I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." That is the direction, my priesthood brethren. Two of our missionaries knocked on a door one day. It was opened by a man in his 70s. He said, "No, I don't think I am interested, but let me ask my sister and my mother. They may want to talk to you." He was in his 70s. His sister was in her 80s, and mother was 99. The missionaries taught them, and a baptismal date was set. Mother became so excited and happy that she ended up in the hospital. So another baptismal date was set. Now, this is the important thing. After mother was baptized and in the testimony meeting, she said, "I have been waiting 80 years for this. When I was 20 years old, the missionaries taught me, but they did not invite me to enter the waters of baptism. How happy I am for this day." She had reached her 100th birthday when she was baptized. I am so humbled and so grateful for the calling that has come to me, and for the love and the respect that I feel from all of the chosen apostles and prophets of our Heavenly Father. And I feel a great spirit of brotherhood and love for each of these brethren seated here on the stand this day. I support and sustain this great prophet and those associated with him, and pray humbly that the Lord will direct me and bless me with those things needful and necessary that I might magnify my calling in the priesthood. And may we all have the desire to accomplish this, so there will be no one that will be able to say, as is recorded in Psalms, "I looked on my right hand and beheld, but no man would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul." In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.